A little boy was listening to a long and excessively boring sermon in the church on vocation to priesthood and religious life. Suddenly, the red sanctuary lamp caught his eye. Tugging his father's sleeve, he said, "Daddy, when the light turns green, can we go home?" Today, we have heard in our first reading about the call of Samuel to become a prophet of God, to become man of God. And in many ways, for example, in my own calling, we don't really hear audibly the word of God, but he speaks to us in the silence of our hearts. So it's not always that we will hear just like Samuel, that he will call us in that way. But also, God also talked to us by the different events of our lives. Of course, first of all, he talks to us through his word, which we are listening now in this part of the liturgy of the word. And we can also hear him from the beauty of nature. We can listen to him with that also. And also in the community where we gathered, because Jesus promised, "Two or three gathered in my name, there I am in your midst." So the important thing of answering to the call of God, of course, is we are also called to come every Sunday, for example. He does not want only to give him something, but he wants us to give our heart. That's why the prayer in the psalm is, "Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will." This is more important than just giving things. But of course, Father Bing needs your money to give for the church, especially for your mortgage next week. Of course, the most important thing that we give to God when we come to worship him is not just something, but ourselves. And this is the example of Jesus is showing us, giving us today, that we give ourselves to God by saying, "Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will." It's like reporting for duty. We are not coming here to Mass to be entertained, for example, but to worship him and to say to the Lord, "Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will." Last year, we listened to the talk of Matthew Kelly, and we went to St. Bernard, Clairvaux, in Scottsdale. And one of his assignments was to, when you come to Mass, at least every Sunday, be prepared to hear the Word of God. Be prepared to have the message of God, even one word or one phrase that you are about, that God will give you and that you should practice the whole week. So I think for this week, you may have different word or phrase that God wants to tell you, but one thing very important is to imitate Samuel of saying to the Lord, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." This is the important part of prayer, as we also know. Usually when we pray, many words we give to the Lord, but the other part of prayer, which is more important, is that we silence our hearts, silence ourselves, and listen to what God is telling us also. So this is very important in our prayer life. But so that we can answer to this call of God to discipleship, which is also, as St. Paul told us in the second reading, a call to holiness, that our body we should use not for immorality or just for our own will, doing our selfish will, our will to have pleasure or comfort in this life, but to use it to glorify God, because our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And we are purchased by God not by any diminishable sum of silver or gold, but by Christ's blood himself. So we are very precious in the eyes of God, and he wants us to take care also. That's why St. Paul is telling us the truth about our body, because we have to use this to glorify God, to serve God. And this following the Lord, of course, is we can do this first if we encounter the love of God. In my own experience, that what made me closer to the Lord was knowing that God is love and that he loves me personally. He knows my name, and that he has planned for me. And so with that realization of accepting the immense love of God for myself, for each one of us, then we can also respond to that love in different ways by the vocation that God is calling us. And many of us are called to build a holy family, just like the holy family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. And others are called to single blessedness. And others also are called to priesthood or religious life. So we will know this if we encounter God first. And so prayer is very important, and in that prayer time, silence is very important also, because God can speak only, just like in our first reading, in the silence of the night, he speaks to us. But he can also speak to us even in the daytime if we have we silent our hearts. And then after we encounter God, then he will be guiding us through this personal and really particular relationship of God to each one of us. And he guides us, of course, through the Holy Spirit. That's first. If we have a firm conscience, he will guide us there. And then also through the Word of God, through coming to church at least every Sunday, and through people who love us, who will tell us the truth. Because as Mother Angelica will say, those who tell you what you want to hear love themselves. Those who tell you the truth loves you. And that's what also St. Paul said today in our second reading. He loves the Corinthians and us, Christians, and that's why he gave us the truth. And also for us as priests, as your shepherd, we tell you the truth because we love you. And if we only want to tell you what you want to hear, then it's only loving ourselves. Yes. So let's have this by our listening to this word of God today. Let's have this commitment to really imitate Samuel. And he called us, as we also know in the first reading, that it's not just about the age, even young as Samuel. He can also call us already. And God does not discriminate in the age and calling us for service. And when he called us to become disciple and to have this mission, it is really particular for you in your time and place. It's only you who can do it when you respond to the Lord. And so it's very important that we say yes, just like Samuel, that we say, Lord, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Listening meaning you are ready to obey whatever God will tell you. And of course, the par excellence example of this is what Jesus also told us in when he said, here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. And even to the point of offering his life on the cross. That's why we have this gospel today about him being pointed by John the Baptist that he is the Lamb of God. The Lamb of God word, the Lamb word in the Jewish listeners, they will first of all have a picture of a lamb, of the Lamb of Atonement. And we read in Leviticus chapter 16, it says, a lamb was brought to the temple on the Day of Atonement, or Yom Kippur. Placing his hands over its head, the high priest transferred all the sins of his people to the lamb. It was then sent into the wilderness to be killed by some wild animals. So as lamb, the Lamb of Atonement is a lamb who takes away the sins of the Jews. The second picture that the mind of the Jewish listeners hearing about lamb is the Paschal lamb, which is what we usually know and hear during the Good Friday and also the Easter. The Paschal lamb's blood saved the firstborn of the Jewish families in Egypt from the angel of destruction. The event was memorialized yearly in the sacrifice of the Paschal lamb at Passover. And as Catholics, we know that the Passover that the Jews are celebrating is transformed by Christ to become now this holy, one holy, perfect sacrifice of the Holy Eucharist. As Catholics, we continue to celebrate this one perfect sacrifice of Christ, a perpetual sacrifice every time we celebrate Mass. This is the same sacrifice of Jesus made present by the power of the Holy Spirit. That is why every Mass we hear, "Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who have been called to the wedding feast of the Lamb." So that's the exact word of Revelation chapter 19, verse 9. The wedding feast of the Lamb. We replace wedding feast by supper of the Lamb. So today's gospel reminds us that being a disciple of Jesus means that we are to grow in faith and become witnesses to him, to imitate him of giving himself, of using his body to glorify God by doing his will even to the point of dying on the cross. So this is our challenge for each one of us as we move on and as we continue to renew our commitment to the Lord as his disciples and witnesses, to witness this kind of love, saying, "Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will." Amen.